Why are these people my friends? I don't leave them. I feel like I'm connected to them emotionally. What is it with men? You're there. You're listening to me. Like, I make a friend. You make a friend. And then for some reason, we're tied at the hip for the next forever. Why can't we just leave the ones that are dumb? I want you to look into the camera and look and say into the mic, where are you?
Where are you?
And I'm so sorry. I cannot eat. I cannot dream tonight. My inability to call you.
I immediately regret this decision.
You look. Oh, it looks so good, though.
No, it's not. It's not my looks. It's the invitation for him to be on the show.
Oh, do we start?
Yeah, it's going.
Oh, we can't be friends now. Now that it's live. Now we can't be friends. Yeah. I forgot.
Now it's time.
Yeah, the internet made it that way.
Oh, really? I didn't even know this.
No, we're cool.
Okay. You two, no.
No, me and him?
Yeah. Hate each other.
Yeah. Dude, he's got small feet.
He missed that part, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't know about that other episode where we talk about his small ass feet.
The one we filmed last week.
Yeah. Talking about his small ass feet.
Yeah.
I saw a guy walk out of the studio and he walked in a way and a manner when I said, hey, what's up? And he looked at me like he just had a conversation about me, but didn't want to let me know about what that conversation was. And it was the fat electrician.
Yeah.
And I feel like somebody might have talked about me behind my back. Not you, my angel.
I talk about you behind your back because I don't respect you.
And that's how you know that we're friends. Right? You know, the first thing whenever people tell me is they're like, do you know anybody from Black Rifle Coffee? I go, yeah, I know the shittiest owner. And they're like, who's that? I'm like, JT. They're like, and then they go, like, who's like, that?
They're like, they're like, Evan, you're like, no. And they're like, Matt, no. Like,
Special Forces guy? Third, no. The Ranger did all the cool shit? No. And they're like, who? And I'm like, the guy that was behind the scenes that made all the funny jokes. Do you like mustard? And they're like, no. I'm like, then he wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
You like hot dogs? I mean, kind of. You wouldn't know.
Who doesn't really like hot dogs?
Oh. I don't know when this is going to come out, but I think it's going to come out after I do a Crack House episode. I went down to see John Malecki. Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, I know John.
All right, so he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. He played for the Pittsburgh Steelers as an offensive lineman.
He builds tables?
Correct.
He's all right, got it.
Yeah,
so he built the conference table for Blood.
Yeah, he built their conference table.
Correct. Oh, yes, he did. And he's got a YouTube channel, and he does great, and he's super entertaining. And I don't know what it is about being an old man now, but I love watching guys create shit.
Oh, I watch that stuff all the time. Dude, I watch people do yard work on YouTube.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The guys that are like, hey, excuse me, they knock on a door. Hey,
can I cut your
neighbor's lawn that's been, you know, abandoned for 5 years? And I'm just like sitting there like, oh.
This is going to be good.
Dude, it's old man porn.
This place was like just yesterday. I can't wait to see
the before and after.
Yeah.
And
for a while, I was watching this guy that just melts metal down.
A big stacked? Big stacked? Oh, this is so good. It's so good. He's made
bronze, and like he's got like five
Nordic fucking gold.
Oh yeah, I know this
Nordic
guy.
Gold. Yeah, where he just mixes Nordic it, and then it's like,
dude, I want that. He's trying to get to a literal ton, like a T-O-N-N-E, like a metric ton, and I'm sure he surpassed it by now. But I love shit like that. And so John Malecki made me something for the Crack House, and I went and I talked to him, and we had a fucking blasty blast. Oh my God, why did I bring that up? We were talking about something.
And because when the Crack House episode comes out, will be when this episode comes out.
Yeah, but I was going to say something on top of that.
John Malecki, table.
What were we talking about before John Malecki, though?
The Crack House.
Crack House.
Episode that's going to be out.
And before that, we were talking about
someone talking behind your back.
Tiny feet.
Tiny feet, somebody talking behind my back.
Yeah.
I fucking lost it.
It felt like a lead up to just make fun of Jared somehow.
I was hoping that was a long, elaborate... you know, thing that was going to come back to.
Listen, man, sometimes things just are exactly what they seem, and it's horse shit, and that's what you get with me.
It's a fleeting moment.
You know, we've never done our chocolate milk video.
What was the chocolate? Listen, all right, for those of you that don't know, Jared is a fever dream of a friend, and he'll occasionally come up with things that make zero sense.
Look at him right now.
What?
Yeah.
You ever have? I'm a first form athlete.
Okay.
Andy Frisella, 75 hard, first form.
I'm more like 7.5 hard on a good day.
Shit, that's pretty big, dude.
That's not a dig. That's not a dig. That's pretty good. It technically, like, if you're over 0.5, you have to round up. That's a foot long wiener.
Damn.
I'm a first form.
Oh, no, I remember why we were talking about John Malecki. We were talking about hot dogs. We were talking about, like, the hot dog king. Yeah. So before we get back to making fun of our wiener sizes, which is what men do, I went down to John Malecki's place because he made me a table for the crack house, and I brought him Salen's hot dogs. Now, hot dogs up in Western New York are not like hot dogs everywhere else.
Well, that's where the hot dog was invented.
Was it in Buffalo?
No, it was Long Island.
So Long Island, but you've got like New York City.
Coney Island, I'm sorry.
Coney Island.
Feltman's of Coney Island was the original hot dog? The inventor of the hot dog.
And then they also made the Coney hot dog.
Yeah, the guy that worked for Feltman's.
Yeah, he's like, let's put chili and cheese on this bitch.
He moved across the street and opened up Nathan's.
Oh, like Nathan's hot dogs.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good too.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah. But he stole the recipe from Feltman's.
Rude.
I know, rude.
So Buffalo hot dogs, like New York City, a very Jewish area, right? So you got like Ballpark, Frank's. They're all 100% beef dogs. Garbage. 100% beef dogs are trash. You need pork in it. It should be like a bologna where it's a mix of a whole bunch of shit and that's what makes it delicious. Like a mortadella.
Okay.
If you don't know what mortadella is, fantastic, you know, Italian meat. In Buffalo, it's a very Catholic area, so a lot of pork. So the hot dogs, there's called Wardinsky's, and the number one, they own a ballpark, Salen's. Does Ballpark Hot Dogs own a ballpark? I say nay. Salen's Hot Dogs from Western New York, Buffalo specifically, owns a ballpark. And they're...
If you build it.
They will come. And they're the best hot dogs, I guarantee you, and I wanted to, and I keep forgetting, but now that we're here and I'm saying it, I have to do it. I will mail you probably like a 5 or 10 pound pack of Salen's, and I'll give you normal Salen's, and then I'll give you the, I think it's pork casing, which gives you the snap, because some people like the snap.
You need to try these,
casing,
dude.
Right, the natural casing. So there's two of them. And then I'll also give you Wardinsky's, which are fucking thick.
Oh, I love
thick. They are thick wieners.
Yeah. Love thick.
I can't wait. Oh, man. You know who else would be really fun to have for that loaf challenge?
Yeah.
Rich.
We should.
Loaf?
Yeah.
So.
If it's eating, I really enjoy that.
Oh, wait till you hear this.
Okay, so.
This is the loaf challenge.
So I'm going to try and be working on my YouTube this year, right?
Okay.
And going all out. I'm just doing a little bit of everything.
What are you gonna? What do you mean? You're gonna start a YouTube?
Well, I've got my YouTube, but I've never really committed to doing like long form content, like 7 minute plus videos.
Well, you don't need to. Your short form is great,
but I want to.
Okay,
and I just have the ability to. And I'm like, man, I'm like, you know, I'm moving one of my friends down to become my full time videographer and editor.
I remember you saying that.
And so he came and visited, and he's back home getting everything situated. Now he should be back in just a few weeks. I've already got one of the videos filmed, ready to go, and it was fucking great.
I mean, is it going to be ready to go before this? Can you tell me what it is or no? Don't do it. Hold on to it.
The other video?
No, the one you're going to do with your buddy.
Well, he's going to film this. He's going to be a part of it, but he's also going to help film. It's the Loaf Challenge, and we're going to try and maybe eventually turn it into a thing we do every year. Mm-hmm. But we went and picked them out. We scoped out different loaves of bread. And you know, you get like some cheap stuff like Wonder Bread, and it's like, it's enough to make like 11 or 12 small sandwiches, right?
Okay.
But if we get good bread, like a good brioche or something like that,
just like a fresh baked Italian bread.
Exactly. And it's usually enough to make about 8 sandwiches.
But they're thick and delicious.
It's big bread, it's a big sandwich. It's
bread's
delicious.
A big deal.
Yeah, it is. So, the Loaf Challenge, we start at 10 a.m., and we have until 10 at night to eat the entire loaf of bread. A different sandwich every hour and a half.
Each of us take the sandwich of the hour.
Yeah, we choose.
So
we
have could be in charge list. Of tuna.
Yeah, we have a huge list of sandwiches, and we're all going to come to an agreement of what sandwiches we want to do. Like there'll be probably
and
some
then you
kind of
sign up for
sandwich.
One, and that's your station.
And that's the one you build for everyone.
It's like 3 o'clock. You got to bring your loaf. Everybody brings their loaf to you,
and you build and a sandwich. The tuna. Like your sandwich that you're in charge of.
So. How many people are in this challenge?
I've got 10 trophies, man.
So there's 10 people in the challenge, meaning 10 loaves of different bread, meaning 10 different sandwiches.
You get your loaf in the morning. You maintain your loaf.
And And each person, like each time you have to make a sandwich, you deplete your loaf.
Yes.
Yeah, you take two out of your loaf.
So then how do you win this? The best sandwich?
It's not really who's going
to
win.
No, you have to
it's
just finish.
Who finishes. It's a challenge. It's not a championship or anything. It's a challenge. It's just, can you eat
we're
all
gonna,
eight sandwiches?
We're gonna have a,
can you eat 10 sandwiches in 10 hours?
Yeah. It's a sandwich. It's a sandwich every hour and a half. And these are going to be, these aren't skimpy sandwiches.
Yeah,
these are going to be good
sandwiches. I'm in charge of the gargantuan.
Like we're going to do like a breakfast and probably like a really nice BLT.
Hold on. No. You got to be able to finish your sandwich in one sitting. You can't, this guy's going to try and make a fucking sandwich that's got like an entire ham hock in it.
No.
To be like, I'm smart. Well, I beat the system.
We'll have parameters.
No, I have to eat it too.
You're a cheater. You are a cheater.
Why am I cheating? I have to finish a sandwich.
Yeah.
First of all, my sandwich.
No, you won't.
Is called the gargantuan. It just has every kind of meat.
And he'll make it the last one that nobody can finish.
We'll figure it out.
You're a cheater. Like, you're a smart man. Like, I appreciate your game, but I know your game. I've got you figured out.
We're going to have a list of sandwiches that we all agree upon. And we're going to be like, yes, these are the 8 or 10 sandwiches, depending on the loaf of bread we choose. If it's 10, then we got a sandwich every hour.
So let me ask you this question, right? As a man of, medium, large size myself, and you being thick boy, right? You're going to make this challenge.
Boy.
I'm going to be on the edge, but people don't know how much I can eat.
Sure.
I'm going to be on your status. Yeah. Like I can house.
Well, I mean, I am big, but I can't eat like a crazy amount.
Oh, I can't.
Like that's not, I've never been able
to do
like,
it.
I can eat good, but I can't eat like, it's not like I'm not some professional eater or anything. Like I know how to eat and like I eat what I do.
Oh, I intermittent fast?
I'm not some fucking pro eater. So even I was like, man, I was like, this might be kind of hard.
Hold on. Nobody's seen you're a pro. Like I'm not saying that. I'm saying I intermittent fast.
This is the challenge.
I intermittent fast.
Yeah.
So then within 10 hours of the day, that's when I eat. So for 10 hours of the day, I have to eat the entire 24 hour, actually usually 8. I have to eat the rest of the day's calories. So in 8 hours, I have to eat my day's calories.
Yeah.
So I can house food.
Okay.
Who else is going to be a part of this? Because
Heather.
Well, no, I don't think
Heather couldn't
do
finish
it.
That.
No, she has to. We're trying to get her to gain 30 pounds.
Is she like in a bulking session? Yeah. Yeah. She's going to start lifting at the Mark Hart gym.
No. She's like, no. She's like, I could eat 2 sandwiches and I'll be done.
We need her to
eat
the whole
thing. She'll probably be there
bread.
And hanging out. I think Dave, you want to participate in it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Dave's going to do it. Jack said he would.
I'm doing it.
Brent, me. So there's already what? Fucking
I know a couple construction workers.
Well, we're not going to do that. I think
that's
a
ringer.
What?
That's a ringer.
I think
a construction worker in a sandwich eating contest is a fucking
Donut
ringer.
Donut said he might come and just hang out because it's literally going to be us because we're going to be fucking around here all day because it's 10 to 10. We're going to be drinking.
We're
going to
walk. We got to walk the circle.
Yeah, like we're going to be like playing around.
You should make it on like a football Sunday where you walk around and every hour you're making a sandwich and watching football and there's like an event around the event.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to
be doing fun shit all day.
Or a Saturday because of like college football because it kind of matters but doesn't.
Yeah, but it's going to be a fun time and we'll have a really good list of sandwiches and I think it would just be a fun time. So if you want to come to that, I'll set a date for it when we really plan to do it and make sure you know if you'd be interested. And if you can come, you can come. If not,
and then we could.
Oh, it's Caleb sandwiches that I have to eat from delicious
we
things.
Can, we can,
sounds like hell
then
for me.
We could film
I
the
guess
chocolate
I'll do
milk
it.
Video.
Oh, chicken cutlet with pesto sauce. Yeah, I don't even know. Oh, and red pepper, roasted red pepper.
Milk?
Why? Why would I even
tuna
do that?
Tuna patty melt's gonna be so good. Oh, dude, should we do
tuna milk? Patty melt? What
the
are
milk
you
and
saying?
Sardines?
No. We're gonna no. See,
oh, is there gonna be?
You're gonna lose your privileges to make.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to like ban you from even making.
I'm just throwing out ideas right here. I'm spitballing.
No,
he's not gonna have Worcestershire
tuna
sauce. He's gonna have just like clam sauce on everything.
Dude, clam chili.
You have to do. You have to do 2 shots. His sandwich is gonna be 5 shots of clam juice.
Mine was gonna be. I've said this since the beginning. I said I want the gargantuan.
What? That's never heard of that though.
Okay, so it's ham. Turkey,
did you make
salami?
This
no.
That's a silly question. You know he did.
Yeah, of course he did.
I see you trying not to laugh. Like, you just made this up.
Pepperoni, pepper jack cheese, and
pepperoncini
peppers.
What are the greens?
What?
What are the greens?
Pepperoncini peppers and tomatoes.
No.
Yeah. But it's a bunch of meat.
I'd like to see you make this sandwich before we...
Okay.
But yeah, I'd like
I'm the sandwich making king.
I'd like to see this sandwich with my eyes.
You ever seen the sandwich I made with TK like 10 years ago?
Yeah, I heard you talking about fucking your last little meal you made for TK. So that's what's got me kind of worried. You just blended...
Whoa, what about my...
Blended fish and milk.
He's like a little brother whenever he shows up.
Yeah. What about your curry? It was pheasant and shrimp. Or quail and shrimp. And it was like noon.
Pheasant, quail, and shrimp curry.
Did you make it or did you talk about
making
it? No,
I made it. For real.
I gave some to Heather.
Before, it wasn't even noon yet.
He's like the poster boy for white privilege. Just making food he's never going to eat and throw it in the trash.
No, I ate it all.
106 or 107 degrees out, and that's what he made.
I bet you he puts it in like a big baking tray and just feeds it to the animals in the backyard.
You just ate it out of the pot.
I ate it out of the pot.
Yeah. What are you even thinking buying these ingredients?
Well, I was at the meat store and it was like, the quail box had...
You chose these?
That's the issue. If
you
went
you just,
to...
I thought you just had...
The meat store.
I fucking bought everything at Bergheim.
You went... You sought out to make this.
Yeah. I went to the meat store. Oh, like the toilet store? Oh. Is that where you got your pants? Brick?
So
Tamlin?
On the box of the quail, it had like the quail cutlets and then like diced peppers and stuff. I was like, oh, that's good. And then there was shrimp right above it. So I was like, oh, I could do the shrimp and then I can make curry.
I'm gonna take a bite out of that fucking sandwich.
You don't want to.
Yeah.
I want to do it. Just to do it. Just
I don't think you could. I think it would really hurt.
I want to take a perfect bite out of it.
Just touch it. Let him feel that thing. No, yeah, you're not getting in there, dude.
No.
No.
I can't eat it. I'm eating the bread right now. I could not pierce into the chicken.
Yeah, get your teeth checked.
You okay. Can't. So if you're coming back for the sandwich challenge, then we could do the chocolate milk video.
Oh my God. I don't even know. I don't even remember what the chocolate milk video was.
Remember you're in the bathroom in Heather's room and you're looking for your toothbrush.
Sorry, hold on. I have to wash down that fucking cancer bread with a
that's
beverage.
Been there for months.
So you're in the bathroom in the room that you always stay in by the pool. You know, the big bathroom, and you're like looking for the toothbrush, and then I come out of the giant jacuzzi tub of chocolate milk.
I thought it was just white milk.
No, it's chocolate milk.
Oh, that's right. We have to be racially appropriate.
And then you're like, is that chocolate milk? And I'm like, mm-hmm. And you're like, can I have some? And I just give you a little cup, and you're like, And then I go back down into the milk.
So this is the fever dream I'm talking about, right?
It sounds like a
good idea, but it's going to be a shitty fucking video.
No, it's going to be a great video. It's going to be trash.
It's going to be trash. So it needs something else. Like him in a tub full of milk and giving me a glass of milk is a brilliant idea. But the way that he describes it is fucking hot garbage. Right? Like I just accept that my friend is in a tub in my room with chocolate milk and he gives me a glass of it and I'm like, that's good. Is this? No.
This is real though. This is real life.
If you're on crack.
No, you would totally be like, oh, he's in chocolate milk. I'll take some of that.
Yeah. Dude, I love you. If your balls are in a liquid, I'm not going to drink the liquid.
Oh. What if we give you a little ball sack?
Are we solidifying that rule right now? Is that like a rule now?
I think it's always been a rule.
Caleb,
I'm going to give you some of my bath water to drink. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm not going to drink that.
No shit.
Oh, he's got to get it all down in one sip.
Look at me while you do it.
Take your time.
Jesus.
Oh, this is a magic cup. What's in there?
Dragon's
Bloody
blood.
Bloody Berry. That smells delicious.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just drinking...
this big-titted blonde made it for me.
Tequila and soda water. That's nice.
It's made with love.
It sounds better when you say big-titted blonde.
So, chocolate milk. Me in it. Yes. That's a great video. That's a fucking super good video.
It's a good video if you add something to it. It's just a fucking fever dream if you don't.
I'm going to be in the bathroom.
It's like me shitting in a fucking cup and then throwing it against the wall. And you go, Richard, why did you paint the wall that way? And I go, SpaghettiOs. And then you walk away. Nobody knows what's going on.
I like that video idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. That's a really good video idea.
You got a double tap out of me.
I mean, that one's really
good. Oh, SpaghettiOs.
That one down.
Are you going to use that? Because we will.
Dude, how do we...
Please take it.
I heard that they're doing a Fish Tank season 2. How do we get you on the cast?
What's Fish Tank?
that's a rabbit hole that I don't think anybody should ever go down.
Is it like Shark Tank?
No.
I don't know this either.
Fish Tank? You never heard of Sam Hyde? Look, it's a really, really fucked up reality show.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about Fish Tank Live?
All the gross people live together.
Yeah, for 6.5 weeks.
Yeah. You don't want to be a part of that.
Letty won.
Yeah.
You should do it.
No.
Come on.
Yeah.
And listen, like I'm a bad reality TV show guy because I don't go with the flow. I see something stupid and I go,
no, I think that's good.
That's fucking stupid. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? And then the people that are all there, which is going to be everybody else, are there and they're like, well, dude, shut up. We're trying to do it for the TV show. And I'm going to be like, you're fucking lame. You're lame.
No,
shut up.
It's 24 hours live. For 6 weeks.
Yeah, and people fake that shit for as long as they can. You think Big Brother is authentic?
Oh, no. This one is definitely real.
I hate reality TV show.
Here's the deal. Like, the people watching
are stupid.
Can pay for things to happen to you in the house. So, like,
like Hunger Games?
For a thousand just fucking bucks?
Have a beep,
they'll beep. Take your bed out of your room for a day.
Oh, do it. I'll talk so much shit to the audience.
You come out of your room. What the fuck? I'm going to fucking... Then you...
Fuck you! Fuck you, audience! You got tiny dick syndrome and you're all a bunch of communists. Go Trump! Anti-Trump. Whatever the fuck you hate.
See? You're perfect for Fish Tank.
So hard to get up. I hurt my knee.
You're a little blurry. Yeah. We don't have autofocus. These aren't expensive.
Yeah, just cut that out. It's garbage.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I hurt my knee this past week.
Mm. Was it from chocolate milk?
No. So, because I'm popo. So I was doing the job, and this motorcycle was driving around with our license plate being all shady and we went to a shots fired call, and an officer called out, and we're like, we got a car at the intersection. It's all shot up. It's got like 8 bullet holes in it. And so we're driving there to help him out because it was right across the border of our district. I'm a lieutenant, so I'm a shift supervisor. I'm not supposed to be doing this. And this fucking motorcycle scoots. And we're like, what the fuck is that? So we like follow it like for like half a block, just trying to figure out what's going on. We're like, is this a part of the shooting? Is this like, what's going on? Why doesn't it have a license plate? Why doesn't this guy have a helmet? Like all these things are wrong. Mm. And then he jumps up on the sidewalk. And we're like, well, that's not what normal people do.
Oh, this is illegal.
And then he hits a gravel patch as he tries to jump off of the sidewalk from like a little apron of a driveway and fucking boom, beefs it, just pop, tumbles down.
Not a good motorcycle rider.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I would say what some people might call mentally retarded.
Mm.
And he falls off of it. He ditches the bike. And I'm looking at my buddy next to me. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? All we're trying to do is figure out what the hell is going on. And he takes off running. And so my buddy's driving. He can't run. He's got the car. The guy that drives doesn't run. So yeah. I get out and I run. And I got like 150 feet. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get, because I talk shit whenever I chase people.
Sure.
And my knee decided to go from the middle of my leg to the right side and then snap back and it made an audible. And so now my knee hurts.
I don't like that.
Have
you tried chocolate milk?
Did you try
from a friend in the middle of my jacuzzi in the master bath?
Yeah.
No. Did you know that you can't say master bedroom or master bath anymore?
I don't believe. I know that they're trying to call it like primary.
Primary. In New York, because I'm trying to buy a house for myself, like not a double that I live in, because I live in an apartment right now. And they're like, we don't call them master baths
anymore.
That's
just certain areas, though.
Yeah, dude, it's total white guilt.
It's weird.
Sure. Oh, wow, that's lame.
There's a lot of things that are really dumb.
Did you have to stop running as soon as that happened? Were you like, oh, I'm done?
Well, kind of. Yeah. It was like, it felt that. And my brain goes, huh, I'm done. And so I just kind of like, I like limped a little bit. And I just started, because I talk shit. And I was like, I got your bike. Like a weird Halloween terror 5-year-old.
I mean, that's going to stick with him.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be like, hey, listen, even though you got away, like, haha, I got your bike.
Yeah.
And then, well, he ended up getting picked up anyway, because down the street was like four other police officers.
Well, so it worked out.
So we took the bike.
Were you even after him, or was that just like a sideshow to what you showed up to?
No, it was like, so what happens a lot of the time
is field interrogation.
If only. No. A custodial interrogation or a non-custodial interrogation?
Non-custodial.
I was a detective at one point. Mm. SVU. Bum, 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 bum. Nobody joined in.
Well, we don't know what this is. What?
SVU. I
love SVU. Dick Wolf. Come on.
Yeah, man. Come on. Ready?
Huh?
You ready, hon? SVU. Bum. I thought you were going to join me.
Oh.
SVU. Bum, 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 bum. But no,
I don't know. I don't know if I.
We should just move on.
Maybe I'm a little off.
Yeah, that's
I'm
it.
I'm a little off.
Yeah. No, we're not. No, we're not. No, fuck you. We're going to do it until we get it right.
I've got a crown.
Fuck it. I'm going live.
Firecracker Farm Hot Salt. If you want to add a little heat to your food without changing the flavor, this is for you. With a super easy to use little pusher, you get the perfect amount every time. And it goes great on everything. Everything. Oranges, medium-sized blocks of cheese, an entire baguette, peanut butter, your child's favorite cereal, milk, not cats. So pick up your Firecracker Farm Hot Salt Pusher and use code PIE to save 20% on your order.
A lot of you may know that over the years, Evan Hafer gives me a lot of hell about my weight. And after about a decade, I figured it's time to do something about it. Now with Mark Wahlberg, one of the greatest men of all times, all over my gym, I don't lack the motivation, but I do lack the structure. And our next sponsor, the FitBod app, is here to give me that structure. Since it's been so long since I've seen the inside of a gym, I don't know anything about working out anymore. But this app tailors the workouts to my weight and the target goals that I have. And every day it changes it so I see consistent progression. I'm now on day 8 of using the FitBod app and I'm already seeing results. So download the app and join me in not being a fat piece of shit.
I've got a crown.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I think I got really into SVU for a while, and it was probably not an appropriate age for me to be into it. But I remember, like, it came on TV really late at night. I was like 16.
SVU is weird.
Yeah, it is.
Especially if you work it, because, like, I already had victims.
Yeah.
And I was, like, looking at crimes and going, oh, this one's a good one. And that means that I have got a complainant and there's a legitimate crime.
Yeah.
You know what else that means? Since there's a legitimate crime, there's a legitimate victim, mm-hmm. which means that a bad thing happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, oh my God, this one's real. I can fucking look at it. Yeah. And at the same time, there's also a poor victim yeah. that was like traumatized yeah, from yeah. that. So it's
sure.
it's
you're like, weird. Oh, this is gonna be awesome. I'm gonna get the bad guy.
I can't wait to get him to confess that's to the really horrible bad. Shit yeah. that he did.
Really?
And then and the flip side, the opposite side of the same coin is you're gonna get him to confess to the horrible shit that happened to your victim.
Yeah. Ugh. But it's also like, I'm gonna nail this guy. So it's like, it's for the good.
You're yeah,
like,
some you're judge is like pleasure. 3 weeks.
Oh, if yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. There was a case. We're going to get SVU right now. Oh, all right.
Wow. So this is the first time on this show.
Can we play the bonk bonk?
Bum bum.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing.
Come on. It's when they change scenes and there's a bonk bonk.
There's a bonk bonk?
Yeah.
No, there's no bonk bonk.
Come on, dude.
No bonk bonk.
You've not
dude,
seen
this
it.
This is why I don't like you drinking Full Throttles dude. Because you start this stuff.
You haven't had a Full Throttle and you haven't seen the
I'm
bonk
telling
bonk.
He's just socially awkward. He doesn't know about the bonk bonk.
You need to stop the Full Throttles.
I feel like you should get a case of Full Throttles, and then you should probably go watch a few seasons of SVU so that you could catch up.
No.
What we're talking about.
Did you ever watch Seinfeld when you were a kid?
No.
That makes sense.
Listen, that was boring.
No, yeah, because you were a child, and now if you look back, it makes complete sense.
No, it does not, because the same time Seinfeld was on, The Simpsons was on. So which one are you going to fucking pick?
Early 2000s.
No, 90s.
Yeah, you're right. 90s.
90s. There were two episodes of The Simpsons on back to back.
I'd rather, yeah. Fox. You're absolutely right. I would rather watch The Simpsons than I would rather watch Seinfeld. And that's exactly what I did until I got older.
You miss it. Yeah. Okay.
And then I watched Seinfeld and I was like, oh. When, let me ask you a question to the two of you. Give me the last episode you thought The Simpsons was funny. Jared, starting with you.
Oh, dude. I mean, the funniest I've ever laughed was when he had that pig.
Spider pig.
Yeah.
Spider
yeah,
pig.
Yeah.
And then the, wasn't that the movie?
Yeah, that was the movie.
Oh, no. No, I'm thinking it was a turkey. And the turkey slipped. And he's like, it's a little airborne. It's still good. Like this turkey kept getting, like he kept losing the turkey for Thanksgiving. I laughed. So it's a little airborne. It's still good.
When was that? Do you remember like around the time?
96.
96? That early in The Simpsons?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that was the last. I'm just saying that's the most memorable thing that I laughed at so funny.
That's definitely not the question that I asked, but all right.
Whatever. I have zero input here because I can't remember even watching an entire episode of The Simpsons.
I stopped giving a shit. Yeah, like it was one that
I just never really cared for. I was just like, whatever.
The Simpsons became lame when South Park showed up.
That is true.
Sure. The second South Park showed up, I was
so
like,
hard. Well, yeah. Family Guy, like,
yeah. But Family Guy was after The Simpsons.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Simpsons was still going.
The Family Guy, I still loved, but there was a when South Park made fun of Family Guy, and they made it not beluga whales, but manatees just like grabbing random balls and then putting it forward, and that was the premise of a joke for Family Guy. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, you kind of ruined Family Guy for
That's
me.
Really funny. Like, Seinfeld, though, I do remember the episode where Kramer adopts a highway and he thinks that he like owns that section of the highway. So he gets rid of the fucking, the lines because he wants wider lanes. He thinks people will be more comfortable with a real wide one lane. Or did you ever see the one where he accidentally drops the oil bladder out of the fucking window?
No, I've only just started watching Seinfeld because I've grown older and I've become to appreciate it. So I've watched more Curb Your Enthusiasm than I have Seinfeld, and I really like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Hmm.
I've not seen Seinfeld, but I have also heard the same thing that people are like, my friends are like, dude, like I've watched it recently, and I'm like, it's good.
It makes sense.
Like, okay.
Well, it's very topical drama.
Yeah, and it's like people that were our age now. Yeah.
We're that age.
Yeah. Yeah. So it like makes
George
sense. Yeah.
Is balding, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's
trying
like.
To date.
Dude. I'm a bald man.
Okay. Same.
There are things that bald men live with that are different than men with hair. Mm-hmm. And one of them is
glorious, luxurious.
That's right. Go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. So one of the things with bald men is that like when our hair grows a certain length, we feel like it looks gross. And please, I wish you would split screen me and Jason Statham. And there's Jason Statham bald and me bald. And then there's Jason Statham with an inch of hair, and he looks like the creepiest pervert I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
Yeah.
He is the most cringeworthy, unhandsome being I've ever seen in my entire life when he has more than a half inch of hair, because it's such an egregious widow's peak, just like mine. I'm in the same boat, right? I'm not shitting on him because he's different. I'm shitting on him because that's what I would look like, and it's gross. So today, I went and did a podcast with the Unsubscribe Boys, and I was like, hey, dudes, before I do this podcast, I got to buzz my head. Do you have anything? They're like, oh, yeah, we got like this Manscaped beard trimmer. Try it. And my hair was too long for the beard trimmer. So when I started like buzzing the thick part on the side of your head,
pulling,
and you know me, no, it didn't hurt. No, it was still cutting. It was still cutting, but it wasn't cutting well. Mm-hmm. And so I went around the side of my head and I got the top, the thin part well, but the thick sideburns shit that like never, for some reason, the joke Costanza that never goes away. Yeah. It made it look like I was a cancer patient. And I walked downstairs on the first floor and I looked at everybody about to do the podcast. I was like, guys, I really hope that the other one charged up because I look like I am not well. And everybody buried their face in their hands and started giggling because it was just so patchy on both sides and perfectly clean on the top. It looked like I was through my second week of chemo.
Yeah.
It was just so bad. Mm. You don't have that problem.
Yeah. I get, one thing I notice is I get within 3 days of shaving my head, I get a handful of random hairs like in the front.
Yep.
And then like a few like working back that are just really thick. and grow really long, really fast.
These ones grow long.
It's like a unicorn horn, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It happens every time. Like, and I'll catch myself. I'll like be playing with it, and I'll try to get it. Like, if I'm traveling and I haven't shaved my head in like 3 days, it starts to come out, and I'm like, fucking those ones.
That was exactly
and
this.
It's like I'm like pulling them out and shit.
I hadn't cut my hair in like 4 days, and I traveled here to Texas, and I was like, everything feels way too long and gross. Like I look like Jason Statham in the middle of like the bank heist.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it, dude. I literally shaved right before we left for 3 days, and I shaved immediately when I got back because it was already too goofy. There's like some of them that are like darker, and I can see them in the. I'm like, oh fuck, like just a monster.
What was that one bank heist movie where the guy put himself inside the wall? That was a good one.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was one of the greatest bank heist movies I've ever seen. Because remember, he keeps switching everybody. Like he puts bags over their heads and he constantly switches them.
Oh.
And then he goes and gets inside the wall.
Like 8 years, maybe.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, it was so good.
It's probably one of the greatest bank heist movies I've ever seen.
Does it have Jason Statham?
I don't think so.
No.
Was it Denzel Washington Inside Man?
Inside Man. I think it was the Inside Man. Because Denzel Washington is investigating it.
Yeah. And
what the crew did was, is they had one guy, they go into a bank, they build a false wall. Right in one of the rooms.
Yeah, it's like a supply closet.
Correct. Okay. Well, no, it was big. It was like I feel like it was like one of their conference rooms.
Yeah.
But it was in the basement, so who gives a shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they build a false wall in one of these rooms, and this guy just stays there. And that's what you see in the beginning of the video, is they rob the bank, and they carry everybody into this room, and they hold them hostage, but then there's a guy hiding behind a wall, and that's the beginning of it. And what you don't realize until the end is that the guy hiding behind the wall is there throughout the entire investigation, hostage negotiation, and everything. And they have to release everybody. And they're like, we don't know who fucking stole the money.
No.
Nobody did. This guy who's hidden behind the wall with duffel bags of money is just waiting for the police to go. He's got like 3-4 days worth of supplies and like shit's in a bag.
I'm going to remember this correctly. What they do is, they go in and they hold the bank up, and the first thing they do is they put everybody in like a painter's jumpsuit. Like, so everybody's wearing the same thing and they have a bag.
Yep.
But they have like 10 people in each room, and they keep switching people constantly.
So that
no one knows who the robbers are.
And the robbers get in the paint suits and get the head masks on and get handcuffed.
The same thing.
Yeah. So they'll like hit somebody and they'll be like, oh fuck, oh man, why are you fucking hitting me? And it's one of the bad guys, but everybody in the room hears that voice say, oh no, they hit that guy. He's a victim. He can't be a part of the robbery.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Dude, are you sure that's it? Is that it? Inside Man?
It looks like it.
Yeah, sure. Fuck it. Yeah, okay. That's it.
Man, it was
wow. You are like a fucking dime store version of Jamie, aren't you?
Nickel store, yeah.
There we go. Nickel store.
Wow, he went halvesies with you.
I mean,
like you tried to really take him down a peg, and then he goes, dude, my peg's even shorter.
He's like, I get pegged.
I don't think that happens.
I don't pay for it, though.
Does that happen? Is it a pegging household over there? Yeah, that I didn't think so either. It doesn't strike me as someone that comes home like, you know what I need? cylinder in my bum. What?
I
thinking about chocolate milk?
No, I was helping a kid, not a kid, but I was helping a dude out on a traffic stop the other day. And we pull over a car, or he pulls over a car, and the person's being a fucking just dick. And it happens to be a young lady that is attracted to other women. And I go, like, listen here, like, your car's getting towed. Can you please tell me where the keys are? Like, just, it's not your car. It's somebody else's. Give me the keys. That way you don't have to drag it on top of the tow truck. We can, like, drive it up there and no issues happen and the registered owner can get it. And this person goes, it's in the backpack in the car. And that person fucking got me. They got me, Jay. They got me, Jared. They got me, Caleb, because I reached into that backpack and I pulled out a wad of underwear that was wrapped around a pink dildo in a, what do you call it? The strap-on outfit.
Happy birthday.
And I touched it. I touched it with my bare hands.
Oh, if you had a spoop, you wouldn't have had to touch it with your bare hands.
Yeah. I touched it and I was very upset. I was like, why?
That's not fun, man.
Why did you do that to me? Why? Why?
That makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I touched a stranger's dildo. And you know what? That's a fairly common occurrence.
Does your hand smell like warm oysters?
Did you smell your hand?
No.
Okay.
No. Listen, yeah. I love that this is a, like, I feel safe here.
Yeah.
But this is still a public forum. And if I ever said something like that about somebody that was to her orientation,
yeah.
that would not go well. So, like, there's things that I can be as free as I can be here, fellas, but don't try to make me say something that's okay. going to make me, like, not be a police officer anymore.
I was just thinking about warm oysters.
Listen, you can say whatever you want to say. Yeah. I'm just not going to acknowledge any of the words that you
like
say.
Hot car, hot dildo, like, it heats up. Yeah, I've got the taste.
Keep going.
Did
tell
you just
me more.
Lick your lips?
What, like, hey, I'm not. This
no,
is,
I did not.
You think if, what? You think if, I know that we have.
Moose meat.
I know that we
oh
have.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Warm moose meat.
I didn't say any of this. This guy's a comedian. None of this is how I or the department that I like that I'm a part of feels. This is all civilian, unattached. This is his individual way of thinking. I'm not saying any of this. Like, I'm saying things that happened way in the past. And he said, "What did you say?
Moose meat."
I did not say that. I didn't say that. Did you say that? You can say whatever you want to say. You're a handsome man.
What do you want to say?
Well, it just you know, got me curious. You started talking about animals. You know, I know we have the fake vaginas for animals to, you know, do the insemination.
For animals?
Yeah, like to do like insemination. Like,
oh, it's like a leather pouch, though. It's not like an actual vagina.
Dude. But it's like, it still, you know, simulates it. You think any animals would be interested in using dildos? Like if they like knew how to use them?
We would have to start a class.
You'd have to strap it onto another animal.
You think?
I don't know.
How many animals actually like have sex for pleasure? Like, I think they're just always trying to reproduce.
Pit bulls definitely do it for pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do.
Well, there's your market then.
Breakthrough.
Yeah.
Recently, because me and him have been building a fleshlight that attaches to a shop vac.
That's too much power.
Well, yeah. If there's vents. I mean, we've been testing.
Yeah.
So, like, the vents.
Wait, explain testing.
Well,
yeah. What do you mean you've been testing?
Science.
I mean, we've been, you know.
No, any detail.
What do you mean? Mark
same.
One.
It's the
we're
same
on Mark
now.
30.
Yeah.
Like, we've had 30 versions.
We went through four.
I love you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is too far. If we cut it out, we cut it out. Like, this is edited. That's fine.
Sure.
Would you feel comfortable telling me the most famous, but not famous, my favorite story you've ever told me about how egregious the penis pump made your wang?
Oh
God, yeah. I remember.
Are you okay? Are you okay with sharing that?
Yeah, I don't think I've talked about that on
this,
here.
Wow. This is,
I remember that.
This is a fun time.
Get ready.
So we did a deal for like a...
Adam and Eve?
No, it was a like UK-based... company, and they made pumps and jelking.
What kind of pumps?
Gel, dick pumps.
They were penis pumps.
Penis pumps.
How many did they send dick. Here?
Well, they sent a gigantic box of them. There was like 20.
Like almost a pallet of penis
was,
pumps?
Yeah, it was a lot.
A penis pump pallet. Yeah. A pallet of penis pumps for our prince.
I still got it upstairs if you guys
let them try it.
If you guys want to look at it later.
Let them try it.
The wait, singular one?
It's
the one?
It's huge.
Oh, God.
But, okay, so we did the video, we met up and talked about it, and he had the box of them, Owen, and we were going over what we could do with them. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, this is insane. And they had jelking creams and, like, you know, lubes. And
fuck does jelking mean?
Really? You don't know?
It's like milking, but for your fucking gel dick.
Yeah, it's, you're like, you use this oil, and you literally just slowly pull on your dick until the end, and like you can like massage it, you can twist on it and stuff, but it's meant to help stimulate and like, you know, grow your dick.
Oh, like you're afraid of that. Yeah. Shut up, listen to the man.
But, okay. But
you're judging him. Just accept it.
But
accept
anyways,
yes, and
I was
this.
Like, hey, it's like, hey, let me take some of these things home. I was like, I'm going to try them.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to see what it does. And I was like, and I bet I could probably come up with some content. I was like, this is going to be fun either way.
It's going to be
like, content. What are you
going to get? I was like, we get
OnlyFans?
Yeah. I was like, no, well, I mean, for the commercial.
Eventually.
Yeah. For the commercial we're making for them. I was like, I want to know what it does.
I need to know.
Yeah. But dude,
your schlong is just blurred out as it extends.
It's fucking scary, man. It's so big, and you have to use it in the shower.
Is there an electric? Is it like bah?
Yeah, it's like it's suction. Like it's electric, and it's an air chamber, and you can see into it, and it like is like starts at like 4 inches, and it goes up to like 10. You can see your penis through it, and you turn it on. No. It's like a air chamber, and it's got a pump that you like clasp on. Mm-hmm. It's like
you're checking your blood pressure, yeah, but it's making your cock bigger.
And then you undo it, and it's like. But so you put that thing on, and it's like you got to use it in the shower because it needs that like water to create a good seal. But 20 minutes is what it recommends. Leave it on for 20 minutes. I was like, no way, dude. It's so big. It's like, it's this big, dude. And it's just hanging off your body. And it's like, I'm like trying to like wash my body. I'm like smacking it in stuff. Like the whole time, I'm like washing it. And it's like clanging around and like hitting the glass of my shower and shit. But it's so big.
He's got a loofah hanging from his belly button.
Dude, it's pulling your whole dick and balls like straight down because it's so heavy.
It's pulled all the blood. Dude,
it's pulling it.
You
all
can't even
down.
Spell your own name. It's just
like as the time like passes, you know, you start at a certain inch and you're like, okay, we'll see when we're done. And as the time passes, like I would pull it up and look at it and you could see it. I was like, oh shit, it's went half an inch up. But I only did it for like 12 minutes at first. I was like, okay, it's getting scary.
Now tell me about the end thing. How long did it last?
So you take it out. And it just looks angry when you first you turn the valve and the suction thing grows down and then your like dick like goes back to like normal, but it's so fat and heavy, dude. It's all it's
what some people might call a thick cock. Yeah,
it's heavy. That's what I noticed, man. I was like, it is
thick,
filled to the fucking brim with blood.
No,
the head is so fucking fat.
No.
And the ring, like the foreskin around your dick that's like left over from a circumcision is so gigantic. Like it's so goofy looking, dude. But for the rest of it, I was like, damn, I was like, this is odd. But like, I put my boxers on and I'm like, I'm just like, you know, my boxers, I'm like, holy shit. Like, it just looks like a lot of fucking heft inside of my boxers. It's so mean looking just in boxers. So I made sure I was like, dude, I was like, I gotta put some shorts on with this thing, man. I was like, I gotta go walk around town for a while.
You need to put gray sweatpants on and just let the ladies know.
I need some walking around town.
What I'm working with, baby.
But, dude, for the rest of the day, like it was like really heavy and big, but it, you know, it slowly starts to go down. And you're, to be fair, you're supposed to use this thing before sex. Like that's the main thing. It's like, use this thing, get all big before sex. It's for dudes like with ED. It's not really meant to like be used regularly for like growing or anything. It's meant to like help you get hard.
It's like Viagra. Use it before you're supposed to go.
Yeah.
It's there. You're hard. You're ready.
Yeah. Like all the blood is not, it's not coming out of that thing.
Yeah.
But as the day progressed and
it's
like
not
the,
coming out of that thing.
As the day progresses and it starts to like go back to its normal size, the last thing to go back to regular size
is the head.
So
you had like a mushroom.
Dude, it's just like stem and then fucking fat strawberry at the end, dude. It was so goofy looking, dude. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like getting nervous, man. I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh, please, no. Please go back. Please,
dude,
go back.
You're wearing bike shorts. Did I break it?
Yeah, dude, I started getting nervous. I was like, holy shit. I was like, I fucked it up, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, it's all messed up. But it was so fucking funny and so goofy looking. And I did it like two more times after that. Like I did it like a few days later, and then like a few days later after that, and then we like shot the video and stuff. And I was like, "Hey, I was like, this thing's wild.
This thing's crazy.
It's scary." I was like, "I get it, what it's used for, and like it's meant to be used before sex." I was like, "But it's fucking scary, and it's just so big and aggressive, and it's just hanging off your fucking body. You're like trying to like, it's like the water's gonna go cold if you don't do it first thing when you get in there. Like you gotta, so you just have that thing on. You're trying to like wash your ass, and this thing's just like flinging around everywhere and shit. And it's dangerous, whoa, dude. If you got glass shower doors, you need to be real careful.
Be real careful.
You will shatter that shit.
My favorite story with him, it's the three of us. We had a moment. We went to Matt Carricker's house, yeah. who is Demolition Ranch.
Yeah.
Known for his
Demolition.
Yeah. Yeah, the Demolition, his YouTube channel where he's like firing guns through shit. And we all have twisted senses of humor. And Matt is a very nice man. His wife is a very nice lady. And their house was, it was exceptional. It was clean. Oh. And it was one of those moments where you realize, like, we need to kind of tone down a little bit of our humor, because if we go full bore who we are, it's going to turn people off.
I'm only invited occasionally, and I wonder if that's because he knows I'm a wild card.
Yeah,
because,
I have really?
No fucking clue what's coming
really
out
hot
of that.
Dog king? Look at this fucking...
Yeah, he's literally... He's in...
Or fuck quad?
Yeah.
Hey.
So... So we, no signal, good call.
It's fine.
Yeah, so this is one of my favorite stories between the three of us. And we're driving back from Matt Carricker's house.
From the mansion.
In your police car from like the 1970s.
Yeah.
And
we had the light on.
We were having a good time. We were hitting bumps and it was uncomfortable and bouncy.
Well, there was like 10 of us in there.
It was unsafe, which is exactly the way a good story should be.
Yeah.
And I started singing Hootie and the Blowfish because I like to make Hootie and the Blowfish and not Iron Maiden. What's the name? Who's the other guy that sounds like...
but there's Hootie. Nothing I can do.
But who's the other guy? Not Iron Maiden.
Shit.
What's that other grunge band? Tell me grunge bands. Start telling me grunge bands from the 90s and 2000s.
Metallica? OAR?
Not Metallica. Not OAR. No, OAR is not a grunge band.
I can picture who you're talking about.
I know. And yeah, we can't
yeah,
say
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oasis.
No, that's not a grunge band.
Oh, okay.
Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder sang for it.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam.
There it is.
So yeah. And I started making jokes about how Pearl Jam and the guy from Hootie and the Blowfish sound the same.
Yeah.
And if you go, so that's a Hootie and the Blowfish song, right?
Yeah.
They're like, what's another Pearl Jam song? There's a Pearl Jam song, and like,
Jeremy's broken,
Jeremy's broken. So like, you can kind of like, and say no words, but sound very similar to them, right? Just a different beat. So I make a joke about Hootie and the Blowfish, like, and just Hootie and the Blowfish. And the singer of Hootie and the Blowfish is being tortured by demons. Like, the devil's coming after me, telling me to fight, telling me to drown some kids in the basement next to me.
No, that's, he was drunk as fuck.
And he picked up on it.
He goes, You never heard the actual version of that? Yeah, no, they changed it for the radio. It's really about demons that tell him to fuck kids.
To kill kids, not fucking kids. To kill children.
Yeah.
He's like, it's all about demons to kill them kids.
I sung it with me and you like days before the first time. So when you brought it up, I was like, you've heard the original, right? Because at first you were like, what?
You're like, no. You're like, no, dude, the radio version.
What's the original? He's like,
it changed.
There was like the demon, and he ran on by. On a dry school, then he hit me in my eye.
Yeah.
Put me in a ditch with another witch. They slit my throat and then they fucked me till I died. And nobody is going to find me because all these kids are dead.
It just kept going.
It was the most disturbing shit. We were
laughing so fucking hard.
If anybody put a microphone in the car, they would have thought we were a part of the Illuminati or at least one of the Clinton's friends.
We were demons for sure.
Because we were just saying the most egregious shit. Because Hootie the Blowfish is the nicest band ever.
I only want to fuck these babies.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The babies.
But there's nothing I can do.
The demon is like coming down and making me.
Only
going
to fuck these babies.
Because Hootie, and then like the comedy. And like the comedy is that like Hootie the Blowfish is the most wholesome man. Like, I only want to be with you. And you're being like, I don't want to fuck these kids.
But he's convincing us that like
Hootie the Blowfish is a part of
the radio had to change the whole song because it was so fucked
up. It's a demonic song.
I was like, what? Really?
Because remember he was like, you never had the record? Dude, the record was
if you play it backwards, it says this. And so we in a car driving 60 miles an hour down winding with roads really in bad Texas.
Headlights, yeah. By the way, with and a fucking siren on.
No seatbelts on. We're just like poking fun at demons and Hootie and the Blowfish. Like, I don't even want to touch these kids. Because we're like Hootie and the Blowfish.
Underground evil.
If you play Boston backwards, it's satanic. Yeah. But if you play Hootie and the Blowfish backwards, it's all about pedos.
Yeah. It's wild. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like some pizza? In DC, yeah, go in the basement. You can be friends with here's me. Yeah, Pizzagate. I'll masturbate, and that's how the whole thing goes.
That was a night.
Yeah, dude, I cried laughing in the back of that car.
So fucking bad because he was fucking. Awesome.
Oh, you're hammering it.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk too, and I just can't.
Like, and you were telling it.
What's
like
with these kids?
He was telling it like it was a.
Why are they dressed this way?
Yeah. Like. It was like this documentary about how Hootie and the Blowfish is secretly evil because this demon like fucking talks to Hootie.
For those of you that don't realize this, we had a moment in the car.
Yeah.
This needs this.
Yeah.
Where we pretended like there was a, what was VH1? Well, there was Behind the Music of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
And Hootie and the Blowfish was all about satanic killing of children with Epstein.
Yeah.
And so we thought, what would that music sound like? And Caleb was enthralled really us with some of the most horrible, and because it was inappropriate, hysterical shit
so
I've ever heard. It's for literally, I think it was a 30-minute drive.
The next morning and like explain this to him. I go, you think we're crazy, don't you?
It was one of those you had to be there moments. It was you had to be there. To be like, I feel like everybody's looking at us right now and they're like, oh man, they're a part of the Illuminati.
Were they talking about fucking babies?
Hydrochloroquine?
Come back.
What the fuck? Yeah. The devil. Yeah. No, the devil is convincing Hootie that he has to do this. And that was what the original I Only Want to Be With You song was.
I did it for the Clintons.
Yes. Yeah. For the radio.
I only did it for Clinton's side.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Bill Clinton was on the jet. Epstein is still alive.
What are you doing? You're gonna get us fucking dude. Don't say that word. Don't say that fucking word, dude.
Oh, that I'm sorry. Did I cross the border
on this show? We're not trying to get no accidents happen back here. There's a lot of ladders here, dude.
All right, listen, Burger Queen. All right, settle down.
Hey,
I feel as though we're okay.
We're not trying to get that kind of fucking shade, dude.
We just talked about it for the past like 10 minutes.
No, not mentioning that name.
Yeah.
Jared Epstein, the banker.
No, the other one, the C word.
Oh.
Yeah, come on, dude. Don't put that on us. We're on ladders a lot.
You mean the Clintons?
Hey, come on. Caleb
siren goes off.
We fucking smacked him.
Did I win something? Why are the alarms
that,
going
that hammer
off?
Comes down that we talked about?
Right in his fucking dick.
We've talked about installing a dick hammer. It's like just really big and up there. It just looks like a cool decoration. But, you know, just every now and then, like we can have a.
What was that? No, you like laughed and coughed at the same time.
No, I didn't. I went.
Did you put that on like your DA form and talk to the VA about that? That sounds like you've got like a breathing problem.
No, I'm fine.
I'm just worried about you.
I've got a crown.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think heavy is the head that wears
crown
the crown.
This hair.
Yeah.
God, I miss skinny him.
But yeah, a hammer that comes down, kicks you in the dick, just for fun. You know, if guests get out of hand, a little buzzer on each of our sides, it's the dick hammer.
Yeah, it's like...
I feel like you guys could be the Eric and Andre show, but like less autistic if you wanted to try.
Yeah, sure.
We would like to.
I mean, he goes pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why nobody likes him.
Yeah, it becomes too much. I think it becomes too much.
He's like... He's like a shock jock, but for like visual comedy.
Yeah, like some of the stuff is really funny. Don't get me wrong. But then it becomes too much, and you're like,
You know what I love?
Too much.
If I got a 1 out of 100 chance to make a funny joke, I'd love a TV show too.
Sure, yeah, sure.
I know. Why do these people get shows? We should have shows.
Man, you should not have a show.
Yeah, I absolutely should have a show.
You're like,
I should have a children's show.
I think we should, we would, We would need to figure it out because everyone that I've ever talked to that actually has a show on TV, they hate like, it. Don't do it.
Yeah,
they
love
it. It's worse.
They,
yeah, because you have a bunch of idiots
and editors
and people who tell you what to do.
Yeah, they're like, it's no longer yours. They're like,
can I take a leak real quick and come back to this? Because I feel like we're
done.
Yeah, we're done. We just started hitting a good spot.
We're like 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are limiting it to time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Bro, this is time for pie.
Yeah.
No.
And guess what? The time is out.
Yeah. That's bullshit. That's horrible. We just started getting into like good bullshit. I'm about to take a pee and jump back into this conversation. You're like, oh, we should end it now. Right when it gets good.
Yeah, but there's also like a pool and like four bars waiting for us.
That's for us. That's not for the people that are watching though.
Yeah, and you're gonna be back.
Yeah, we don't want you to like.
When are we gonna be back?
We don't want you to blow your whole
load.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, for the sandwich of bread day. Together. What are you talking about?
When is that gonna be? Don't touch me.
In 3 weeks.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me like you know me. Get the fuck away from me. Hey, get your fucking hand away from me. Get the fucking hand away from me. Oh, we're gonna do a bread game in like what?
No,
what?
You're reducing this challenge to a bread game?
Come on,
what
is it?
I told you I was gonna regret it.
It's gonna be less than a month.
Show.
October 2029?
Less than a month?
Yeah.
Less than a month?
Yeah.
All right, give me a date.
Second weekend of October.
Now I'm gone. I'm gone the first week of October, so it's got to be the second.
What days are you free?
Yeah, what days are you free?
Let's look at...
I just said it.
Let's look at November.
No, we're going in October. Second week.
Make it Halloween.
No.
Oh, no.
We're in Key West.
Yeah, we're going.
Lamest.
Yeah, second week
the conversation just got good. It took 45 minutes of you finally being able to relax with your hair behind your ears like a braided queen for us to talk about something that was funny. And then now we want to end it. I can't take a 5 minute pee and then come back and we can just act like
how minutes. Much piss is in there?
There's a lot. It's
so much dude. Holy shit.
You know what? I've been sitting in a pool.
Why did you not pee before this?
Dude, I'm already out of my sip, dude. Yeah. I need to fucking get...
So you're thirsty and should have another drink and then we come back.
All right. So
come
on. We're
going
to end it there.
This is your fault. This is the stupidest shit ever. Hey, We just got good.
Thank you,
this is the worst. I'm never coming back.
He's
going
to be back whenever we eat a loaf of bread again.
Fuck, I will. Cut it off after 10 minutes of good conversation and then they fucking end it. This is the stupidest fucking shit ever. What is this going to be like, the Black Rifle Coffee Podcast? R.I.P. Stupidest shit. I'm your friend, and this is dumb. This is dumb. You're killing it when it starts to get good. I'm going to steal your fucking sandwich and throw it in the pool. Nobody gives a fuck about that. You do. That's the one thing you care about for continuity, and I'm going to make it fucking wet, and nobody gives a shit. And everybody's going to be like, oh, I'm glad any of the cops showed up and fucking threw that fucking cheeseburger in the water. They can close their fucking door as much as they want. I'm still going to talk shit about them. Why? Because I know them. Fucking fat and lazy. Oh, I lift heavy weights now. I'm a muscle bitter. You know what I do? I'm a fucking strong man, and I'm next to like a mentally handicapped guy that likes to say random things and thinks that it's funny. Ugh. Why are these people my friends? I don't leave them. I feel like I'm connected to them emotionally. What is it with men? You're there. You're listening to me. Like, I make a friend, you make a friend, and then for some reason we're tied at the hip for the next forever. Why can't we just leave the ones that are dumb?
It's trauma bonding. You've been through shit with people, and you think you owe it to them because you survived together.
Ah, shit. That's a really good explanation.